This is Kent Lindquist, your host for The Feeling of Jazz. We're back for the second hour of fine modern mainstream jazz here on the Lakeshore 89.1 FM. And we're going to continue to highlight our artist of the week as alto sax man Lou Donaldson. As I said at the outset of the show, a very versatile alto sax man who could play bebop, or he could play soul jazz, he could play all the funky sounds, he could play Latin. He was just a great all-around alto sax man, and we're going to start out the second hour with something from his album called The Gravy Train. And besides Lou on alto sax, we've got Herman Foster on piano, Ben Tucker on bass, Dave Bailey on drums. There's a Congo man in here too. And this is a pretty good hit for Sinatra at the time, a pop tune, but it's a swinger called South of the Border.
Thank you.
South of the Border, which is a big monster hit for Sinatra, and that was an instrumental version by our highlight artist of the week, Lou Donaldson on alto sax, and from his album Gravy Train. And that was Herman Foster you heard there on piano, did a nice piano solo. Well, one of my favorite tenor sax men from the hard bop scene is Hank Mobley, and this is from Hank's album, The Hank Mobley Quartet, cut on the Blue Note label. And this is his version of Cole Porter's great composition, Love for Sale. Hank's backed up by an all-star rhythm section of Horace Silver on piano, Doug Watkins on bass, and Art Blakey on drums. Let's listen to Love for Sale.
Thank you.
Cole Porter's Love for Sale, cut on a Blue Note album by the Hank Mobley Quartet. Of course, Hank there on tenor sax, Horace Silver on piano, Dead Watkins on bass, and Art Blakey pushing him through on drums. We're going to go back to our Spotlight Artist of the Week, and that's Lou Donaldson, and this is from his album called The Natural Soul. And this has Stanley Turrentine's brother Tommy on trumpet, the great Grant Green on guitar, great soul guitar player, Big John Patton on organ, Ben Dixon on drums, and this is a Gershwin composition, Love Walked In.
Thank you.
George and Ira Gershwin's composition, Love Walked In, and from Lou Donaldson's album, The Natural Soul. That was Tommy Turrentine along with Lou on trumpet, Grant Green on guitar, John Patton on organ, and Ben Dixon on drums. Okay, we're going to do a nice ballad by trumpet man Lee Morgan. This is a great thing from the 40s. It was revived by Lee Morgan, written by Buddy Johnson. It was a big hit for Buddy, who had his own band back in the World War II era. This is an updated version from a Blue Note album by Lee Morgan called Candy. And this is Since I Felt For You. Lee Morgan on trumpet, Sonny Clark on piano, Doug Watkins on bass, Art Taylor on drums, Since I Felt For You. Thank you. nice soulful version of an old classic written by Buddy Johnson, with Lee Morgan there on trumpet and Sonny Clark on piano, Since I Fell for You. Back to our Spotlight Artist of the Week, Lou Donaldson. This is an album that he did called Good Gracious. And it is Good Gracious because you've got, along with Lou on alto sax, we got Grant Green again back here on guitar. Big John Patton's back on organ, Ben Dixon on drums. And this is an old standard written by Blum and Kohler, Don't Worry About Me. Thank you. ballad artistry of our highlight artist of the week, Lou Donaldson, from his album Good Gracious, and some soulful organ work there by John Patton, and the guitar work was by Grant Green. Well, we've done a couple of ballads. We're going to change the pace a little bit, do something up-tempo. And this is Jerry Mulligan's album, presenting the Jerry Mulligan Sextet on the Amarcy label. And this is one of my favorite groups. They had John Early on trumpet, Brooke Meyer on bow trombone, Zoot Sims on tenor sax, and along with Mulligan on baritone sax. And this is Rodgers and Hart's The Lady is a Tramp.
Thank you.
nicely done by the Jerry Mulligan Sextet, cut on a Marcy label. Of course, that was Jerry Mulligan, the leader on baritone sax. Bob Brookmeyer was on valve trombone in the background. He didn't get any solo work there. Zoot Sims on tenor sax. That was The Lady is a Tramp by Rodgers and Hart. Back to our main man tonight, Lou Donaldson. This is the title track from his album Signifying. And along with Lou, we've got Tommy Turrentine back on trumpet. We heard Tommy in the first hour. Back again now is John Patton on organ. And this is Lou Donaldson, a little Lou Donaldson swinger called Signifying.
Thank you.
All right, they were smoking on that one. That was the title track from Lou Donaldson's album Signifying, a little thing written by Lou, included Tommy Turrentine on trumpet, and Big John Patton are on organ, Ben Dixon kicking them through there on drums. I'm going to turn now to the ballad artistry of Paul Gonzalez. He's going to do an old standard. Many of you out there are familiar with, written by Jimmy McHugh and Dorothy Fields, Don't Blame Me. Included in the ensemble is his soulmate from the Ellington Band, Clark Terry. Let's listen to Don't Blame Me. Beautiful ballad artistry of Paul Gonzalez doing Don't Blame Me. Well, you've been listening to The Feeling of Jazz for the better part of the last 2 hours. We hope you enjoyed the sounds here on 89.1 FM, the Lakeshore. I want to remind you we're here every Sunday night from approximately 8 to 10, and hope you'll join us next week for some more fine swinging sounds. I'm going to close out the show with our artist of the week, Lou Donaldson on alto sax. And this is a little thing written by Lou called Bad John. And back, he's got some of his soulmates back on this track. We've got Grant Green back on guitar, John Patton, Big John Patton, he used to call him on organ, Ben Dixon on drums. This is a little thing called Bad John. Thank you.
Thank you.